From Studio G inside the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. Look, I'm going to be giving it to you straight today. I'm going to be brutally honest about everything. It's what we do here. We tell the truth. God bless America. It's the Steve Greer Show. Thank you for stopping in. Three big things you need to know to start the hour. Number one, a big court decision in Florida could have a major impact on the 2024 election as Democrats are able to sneak abortion onto the ballot. We all know how that goes too often. Number two, Senate Democrats are pushing hard to get Joe Biden to grant amnesty to tens of millions of people that have swarmed into the country illegally, not to mention the big corporations that want massive profits from cheap labor. We'll talk about that. And number three, it is no secret that it's all part of the plan to create Democrat voters at all costs. Even if it turns America into a third world hellhole, doesn't matter. Power means more to these people than what they do to our great nation. They're trying to cripple it at every turn. They don't care. If they can hang on to power, they don't care. It's where we are. Michigan will be pivotal in those states. So will Wisconsin and Pennsylvania when it comes to determining who will lead us for the next 4 years. Right? There are several swing states. Seven. And Donald Trump will be in Michigan a bit later today. I'll be joining him in Grand Rapids. His focus will likely be on the border, as it was during my interview yesterday morning. And in case you missed that, I wanted to share some of it here. I wanted to chop it up, talk about different sections of what the president had to say yesterday here in the program. We start with this.
And we had the safest border in the history of our country 3.5 years ago, and now you look at it, and it's the worst border in the history of the world. There's never been a border where millions of people are allowed to pour into a country. And many of those people are criminals. They're releasing their jail populations from all over the world, not just South America. You know, everyone thinks it's South America, and that's bad to start off with. But all over the world. Last night, they had people from the Congo enter the country, and they lived in prisons, okay? These people are coming in from all over the world and at levels that nobody's ever seen before. It is sick. It's not even believable that somebody could think this is a positive thing. And they don't want to turn around their policies. I guess they don't want to admit they're wrong. So our crime rate goes up.
Yeah.
Venezuela, their crime rate, I don't know if you saw this stat, it just came out. Venezuela crime is down 67%. They got all their gangs out of the towns and cities. They're all living happily in the United States. I'm sure you're thrilled.
Yeah.
But they're living happily in the United States. They took their gang members, their gangs. They took their drug dealers. Everybody's being deposited into the United States. But it's not Venezuela only. It's everybody is doing this.
Isn't it?
They're emptying out their jails and their mental institutions into the United States. And these people are sick.
Yeah.
That allow this to happen. Either they're very stupid or they hate our country.
Or both.
To allow this to happen to our country. And the levels, the numbers are astronomical. And you're going to see crime at levels that nobody's ever seen before, because these make our criminals look like nice people.
Don't you find it remarkable, Mr. President, that the Biden administration, Joe Biden and all the rest, act as if they are completely helpless, can't close the border, except for the fact that they overturned something like 94 executive orders that you had in place to secure the border prior to leaving office. And they act as if we're helpless. This is the United States of America. We can close the border, can't we?
You can. As your president, you don't need any legislation. I didn't have it. I didn't need it. I just closed the border. I said it's closed. You can come into the country, but you have to come in legally. You know, we want people to come into the country. They have to come in legally. They have to be checked out.
Yeah, they have to be checked out. You see, and that's what we have. We have an unvetted system. When we look at what happened to Ruby Garcia, the young woman murdered in Grand Rapids, where Donald Trump will be visiting today. She was murdered by her boyfriend and the left, and we'll get to this in a moment. They keep trying to say, well, it's domestic violence. It's domestic violence that never would have happened if the man who killed her had not been allowed back in the country without ever being talked to. He was a gotaway. He came across an open border, was never seen by a Border Patrol agent, and then made his way to Grand Rapids, where he eventually murdered the young woman along US 131 in the city of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the former president reflected on the policies had in place He said they worked because we had a better situation then. Listen to this.
I had a policy, remain in Mexico. Now, you think that that was easy to get with Mexico? Remain in They had hundreds of thousands of people in Tijuana, which is near the border, right next to the border, and hundreds of thousands of people, and they couldn't get in until they were checked out. And many of them, I could say most of them, were not allowed into the country. And they had to go back to where they came from. And we had a very tough policy. Just think of that. Catch and release. We did catch and release, but we were, you know, in our form of catch and release that we had with, you know, with Obama and with Biden, they released them into our country. You know, they'd catch criminals and release them into our country and say, come back in 5 years for a court case, which nobody ever came back. I had catch and release. I'd release them into Mexico, okay? They were released into Mexico, and Mexico stood it. Now Mexico, I don't know if you've seen the latest, Mexico wants $20 billion a year just to talk.
And we call that extortion, by the way.
They did everything I wanted them to do.
Yeah, we call that extortion.
I had remain in Mexico, and they were 100% okay with it. And they were because it was a negotiation. And I said, you send us a vast number of cars. You know, they stole 32% of our industry over the course of 25 years of our car manufacturing industry. They have the biggest plants. They have massive plants, and they're building more plants now. They weren't under my administration. I said, any more plants you build, we're going to tariff the hell out of the cars coming in, so you're not going to be able to do it.
You're not going to be able to do it. Because they can't allow that to happen, this invasion of plants being built in not just Mexico, but across Central and South America into Argentina, for example, where the Chinese are planning to build a factory to build fighter jets right here in our hemisphere. That would never have been tolerated under other presidents, should not be tolerated today. Should not be tolerated today. There's no question about that. It should be rejected. And yet it's not. And the Democrats seem willing to play that game. We'll continue with conversation that I had with the president. Again, he will be in Grand Rapids midday today, about 2 o'clock. Then he's on to a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I think that's scheduled for 6 o'clock local time in Wisconsin. So if you're over there, you can go see him. America's farm market is Patriot Foods. Find the best meat, produce, and products, all 100% American made. Patriot Foods now offers organic options, including the best fruit and vegetables you can find. So if it's organic that you want, Patriot Foods has you covered. If you're looking for the highest quality meat, Patriot Foods offers low-line Angus beef and Berkshire pork, which your family will love and thank you for. We have to look out for each other. We have to look out for the American farmer. They're under attack every day, it seems, and that's why Patriot Foods was created, to make sure you could buy the best products from the best farmers, American farmers. With new sales popping up almost daily and free stuff, too. Free stuff. A little selection that cannot be beat. Maybe you should visit PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber. Save 10% on your order. And stop by America's Farm Market at PatriotFoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber. Back with more of my interview with Donald Trump after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
Those burgers smell amazing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of amazing, our barbecue is powered by natural gas.
Yes.
Because we're just two roommates in a commercial, letting everyone know Enbridge is working to reduce emissions by blending hydrogen and renewable natural gas into their network.
It's what we were created to do, Michael.
Deja, it's what we live for. And when this commercial ends,
we say,
Tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751 800-981-9440.
Why are so many Americans taking CBD? Chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, and sleepless nights may be the result of an imbalance known as clinical endocannabinoid deficiency. Patriots Relief has the solution. Our premium CBD products are designed to replenish those missing endocannabinoids, restoring internal balance and overall wellness. Don't let deficiencies hold you back. Experience the transformative power of CBD with Patriots Relief. Use promo code Gruber at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.